Good morning. I'm Charles Hill, here on RTL Today with your Saturday morning news, sport and weather. In local news, Amazon has reached an agreement on a social plan following 2 weeks of negotiations between the company's leadership team and the staff delegation. Under the deal, the number of roles affected by organisational changes has been reduced to 370, after adjustments reflecting what the company described as business needs and local strategy. Although a significant number of redundancies, the figure of 370 is less than the 470 anticipated in earlier reports. Those affected won't find out until February next year. The Luxembourgish emergency services reported 2 accidents overnight, resulting in 2 injuries. First, at around 3:30 a.m, a car crashed into a parked vehicle en route d'Arlon in Mesh, with ambulances and the fire brigade attending to one person injured. And, around 20 minutes later, another accident happened on the CR161 near Doudelange, also resulting in 1 injury, treated by the local rescue services. In international news... still in Luxembourgish news. Artificial intelligence could automate around 64,000 jobs in Luxembourg, with administrative support roles facing the highest risk, according to a new economic outlook report published by Statec. The Stat Office says Luxembourg's labour market is highly exposed to AI, with more than 90% of workers likely to see their jobs affected as the technology spreads. While most of these changes are expected to boost productivity and reshape tasks, a significant minority of jobs could be fully automated. Statec estimates that 14% of jobs in Luxembourg are at high risk of automation, meaning AI systems could perform most of the core tasks currently carried out by workers. A further 55% of exposed jobs are expected to be augmented by AI, but with technology assisting workers rather than outright replacing them. The number of people who enter the European Union's external borders without documents has decreased by around a quarter compared to last year, Frontex reports. The agency responsible for monitoring borders and coasts said that in particular, around 60% fewer people entered the EU via West Africa this year, and over 40% fewer people also arrived via the Balkans. Most people continued to arrive via Italy, accounting for a full 40% of the overall total. Around 62,000 people left the EU for the United Kingdom, remaining stable with previous figures. Britain's King Charles III has shared positive news about his cancer in a personal video message, saying that early diagnosis and effective intervention means his treatment can be reduced in the new year. The King shared his message as part of a fundraising project run with Cancer Research UK, encouraging more people to take advantage of national screening schemes to get tested for cancer. Moving on to sport. In the Premier League, Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah is back in the squad for today's match against Brighton after positive talks with head coach Arne Slot yesterday. It's understood Slot wanted to act in the best interest of the club with a number of players out through injury, although issues still remain unresolved after Salah's explosive interview last weekend, with the forward claiming he had been thrown under the bus by being benched for the 3rd game in a row. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. It's another cold and grey December day, with lots of clouds and fog, but fortunately it should remain mostly dry. Temperatures are currently around 6 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later in the day.